Live from Buck Studio in Vilas Hall on the UW-Madison campus, the 9X Ed Players present Chasers, an original radio play set in the rip-roaring days of the 1930s, starring Nyasia Ellison, Michelle Good, Sean Johnson, Stephen Montagna, Jill Nadeau, Liz Stettleman-Scanlon, and Russell Wolfe. Prohibition may have ended, but in 1935, the Northwoods of Wisconsin was still wild territory. There, the meritorious and the notorious rubbed shoulders in places like Little Bohemia in Manitouish waters, where Chicago gangster John Dillinger shot it out with federal agents before slipping away to his final appointment with destiny. There, rustic Trout Lake resorts catered to Hollywood stars and political bigwigs. And there, lumberjacks and miners poured in from the ends of the earth to lay their hands on a wealth of timber and iron. Sitting in the middle of that swirl of humanity was a remote roadhouse where customers of all stripes mingled incognito and got the same friendly greeting from the proprietor.
Well, welcome to Porter's Place. Are you new to my establishment?
I am. I just came in on the train. My name is Ethel.
I'm Deirdre, the proprietor.
Oh, gee, I hope the joint doesn't get raided.
Number one, this is not a joint.
Oh.
Prohibition is over. This is a perfectly respectable roadhouse. Mm-hmm. And secondly, the police and I are on friendly terms so far. So drink up, ladies. What do you have?
Brandy Alexander. What do you have, Lillian?
An apricot brandy.
Oh. Your friend has refined taste, doesn't she?
Well, I really wouldn't know. I just met her on the way in.
Oh, gee, a real roadhouse. I feel so alive.
Well, I prefer my customers that way. So, Ethel, what brings you into our little crossroads?
Oh, nothing special. I'm just after a good time, same as everybody else here.
Oh, gee, look at all the happy people. A great place to meet a man, I'll bet. Oh.
Well, we've got all kinds in here. Mm-hmm. Take your pick. Just be careful. The packaging doesn't always match the product.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you'll excuse me, ladies, those gentlemen at the end of the bar are looking thirsty.
Okay.
Hey, what did she mean by that? The packaging doesn't always match the product.
Oh, you know. In a place like this, poor guys make themselves out to be rich guys, and rich guys masquerade as poor guys.
And famous guys pretend to be nobodies.
Exactly. It's like a big costume party.
I hope I find a somebody. A guy who knows where he's going. How about you?
Oh, not me. I am not in the market.
Oh, come on. A single girl is always in the market, whether she admits it or not.
Well, okay. If I were in the market, mm-hmm. I'd want a guy who, talks straight and stands tall and, smells like smoke and gin and, and low tide at Atlantic City.
Most of these guys are bent over their drinks. It's hard to tell how tall they are.
True.
As for the smell.
Trust me, Lillian, I'm not in the market. I'm here for a couple of drinks and some laughs, and then I'm taking off. Have a good time. That's what I say. Drink up and have a good time while you can.
Ooh, this is going to be fun figuring out who's who.
I'm them, I said to him. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe that you came all the way down here. And then you went on.
Well, welcome to Porter's Place, gentlemen. What'll it be?
Something cheap that won't kill me.
And here it's all good for what ails you. What about your friend?
Yeah, let's see.
We just met on the way in.
Huh? Oh.
By the way, what's your name?
Hugh.
You. What's your name?
I'm Hugh.
That's what I'm asking.
Hugh.
You.
Hugh.
We seem to be in a rut here. What I'm asking is, you are who? Who?
Hugh.
It sounds like an owl got in here.
Look, partner, shall we take this from the top?
The name is Hugh. H-U-G-H.
Okay.
Hugh.
Hugh. Now we're getting somewhere. And you have a last name?
Right.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. It's got to be easier than to get to your first name.
Right.
And you're going to tell us what it is?
Right.
Oh.
Okay, I give up. Look, you do something for a living. Right?
Right.
Oh, here we go again.
Well, what do you know?
Vaudeville isn't dead after all.
No?
No. There's still time for you two gents to kill it. How long you been on the road, Hugh?
I don't know. How long, Frank?
A little too long. We're on our way to Chicago.
Oh.
Thought they could use something to cheer them up down there.
I'm sure they could. And I hope they get it. You two are going to work so hard for every nickel you can get your hands on. Here's two on the house.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, look, Huey, you see that unoccupied table next to those two dames?
Yeah.
Why don't you stake a claim on the table while I talk to our hostess for a second?
Look, I'm kind of busy, friend.
Can you keep a secret?
You have no idea.
Well, I'm looking for somebody.
We've got all kinds. Take your pick.
Oh, no, sister. This one's a Ponzi operator.
And how's that?
A Ponzi operator. A con artist who sets up a company that pays off its first investors by bringing in some new suckers to put their money in.
Mm.
Each of those guys turns around and sells shares to a bunch of new marks so they can get their money back.
Mm.
In the meantime, everyone's sending money to the top. And when the guys at the top skip town, down in the bottom, you got a bunch of saps left holding the bag. This pyramid's so big, King Tut would turn green at the sight of it.
You're a cop?
Not on your life. I'm a reporter. But keep that under your hat, will you?
Mm-hmm.
Our con artist is on the lam, and I want to get to him before the cops do, to get an exclusive.
Let me guess. Hugh's not really in vaudeville.
Nope.
That's a relief.
My photographer.
You got a picture of this con artist?
Wish I did. So, who are these guys in here? Can you vouch for any of them?
At this time of the year, we get a lot of people passing through. You want to try to sort them out? Go ahead. Does this grifter have a name?
Just goes by the name Redbud.
Redbud?
Don't ask me. You're barking up the wrong tree.
Oh.
Get it? Redbud?
I get it. What makes you think this Redbud's here tonight?
Word's out that he's headed for Canada. One jump ahead of the cops.
Headed through our little hamlet?
That's the scuttlebutt tonight.
By car, by train.
Could be by Zeppelin, for all I know.
Well, that wouldn't attract any attention.
So here I am. What can you tell me about these people?
They're all thirsty.
So I'll see to it that you get a commendation.
Look, friend, I...
Hey, call me Frank. It's actually my real name.
Well, imagine that. Look, Frank, I don't ask a lot of questions. As long as they behave themselves in here, I pour their drinks.
It was kind of a waste of time, wasn't it? Chasing after poor working stiffs for drinking the same stuff they've been drinking about a million years before the noble experiment?
Mine is not a reason why. Hey, but now that booze is legal, what's next? Marijuana?
Oh, sure. Right after we get back to Panama Canal.
Or maybe telephones and cars.
Yeah, that'd make my job easier. Big spool of wire in the rumble seat, I could call in a story from 100 miles away and reel myself in at the end of the day.
Look. If you find this Redbud character in here, keep a lid on it, will you? I don't want anyone making a ruckus in here.
Don't worry, sister. If Redbud shows up, I'll keep it all to myself.
Sounds good.
So I said to him, I can't believe that you're going to come in here.
I don't.
It could be anybody in here. How are we going to tell which one's Bedbug?
It's Redbud.
Yeah.
And my instincts will be our guide, Huey. My repertorial instincts. If Redbud's in here, I'll find him. Your camera all set for the big moment?
It's in the car, loaded, flashing all, and ready to go. Just give me a minute and a half warning.
Now, let's go do some mingling, see what we can find out. Starting with those two over there. Come on.
Oh, no, no. You go ahead. You know how nervous I get talking to girls?
Hugh, this is no time to freeze up on me. This is research. This is investigation. Look, you need something to give you an edge. Why don't you lose the glasses?
My glasses and I are very comfortable together.
Hey, you need to question those two dames, and you'll never get to first base wearing those horn rims.
The last girl I tried to talk to ran away screaming.
Hey, what kind of talk is that? What did I tell you before we came in here?
I know. Believe in yourself, and everyone else will believe in you too.
Same as in reporting, same as in sports, same as in business. You got the confidence, you're halfway there.
It's just that I get so nervous talking to girls that my diaphragm gets all out of sync and my hands start flailing around. I can't help it.
Just see to it that it doesn't happen when you're holding a drink. Remember what happened last time?
Yeah, I spilled it on the girl and dropped the glass on the floor.
Or the time before?
When I knocked over an entire table.
Exactly. Now remember, confidence. Confidence and control.
Confidence
all
and control.
All the way to the finish line,
all the
right?
Way to the finish line.
You punch through.
Punch.
You get knocked down, you get up, and get right up. Back in there and punch.
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 Am I trying to talk to a girl or knock her out?
Okay, now. Glasses off. You see those two over there?
Just barely.
Hey, a sense of humor. Girls love a guy with a sense of humor.
You think I'm kidding?
Come on now, Huey, come on. Work with me. You see how the one girl right is talking with her hands a lot?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Well, that means she's probably too pushy for a guy like you. You'd never get a word in edgewise.
That'd be okay.
Now look, I'll tell you what. I'll go over and break the ice for you. You know, start up a conversation with the hand talker. And once I've got things under control, I'll signal you like this with a jerk of my head. Maybe even whistle a little bit. Come over, start and get acquainted with the other one. Are you with me?
I'll be right here, Frank. I'll wait for your signal.
I'll jerk my head for you to come over. Got it?
I think so.
So when I do that, you come over.
Mm-hmm. And do what?
For crying out loud, Huey, do I have to spell it out? Come over and start talking to her.
About what?
About anything. Talk about your boat.
It's just a rowboat, Frank, and it needs a lot of work.
So talk about your sister. Anything.
About my boat or my sister. My boat or my sister. I'm nervous already.
Confidence. Confidence. Take a deep breath, Huey. Okay, here I go. Watch for my signal.
So I told the guy I didn't care what time it was and that if he didn't open up the shop and fix my flat, that I was...
Excuse me, ladies. Name's Frank.
Well, Frank, you're rather presumptuous.
Sorry to protrude in your conversation, but I think it's where I've seen you before.
Who, me?
Yeah, I could swear I've seen you. Now let me think. Was it in pictures?
Oh, no. You must have me mixed up.
Thelma Todd, right? Don't worry. I won't tell a soul.
Well, I'm sure you won't because she's not Thelma Todd any more than I'm Nanook of the North.
Oh, well, if you're going to give me the cold shoulder, get it? The cold shoulder.
Oh, okay. Okay. Look, buddy, this is the Northwoods. We're not movie stars, and I'm guessing neither are you. By the look of you, I'd say you're a reporter.
Me? Are you kidding? All that hype and scandal.
Uh-huh.
I'm in a respectable line of work. I'm a big game hunter.
Oh, big game hunter? How glamorous.
What kind of big game?
Oh, yeah, mostly the really big stuff.
Mm. You mean elephants? Because I just find them fascinating. I've read everything I could get my hands on about elephants. Did you know they have really big, I mean enormous...
Oh, no, 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 no. No little things like elephants. Hardly worth my time. No, I go after the giant bloviator. Not the little one, mind you. The...
A great big one.
That's right. Hmm.
Where do they live?
Oh, you never know where you'll find one.
Yes, I wouldn't be surprised if there's one very nearby.
Right here?
But don't worry. If one comes by, I'll know how to handle it.
I just bet you will.
Come here often?
Oh, brother.
I'm asking because you need to know the best way out if there's trouble.
Trouble? Have there been altercations in here?
Oh, not for days, Thelma. But that guy in the corner looks kind of suspicious.
Mm. The name's Lillian.
Yeah.
Well, he may look suspicious, but you left your billfold on the table all by yourself. Or are you really a big tipper?
Why, there must be a pickpocket in here.
Not a chance. You think I just let anybody in here?
I'm beginning to think so, yeah.
Well, dough's all here.
Ooh, look at that. A buck and a quarter.
I spend a lot on taxidermy.
It costs so much for a stuffed shirt.
Hey, I want you to meet my friend over there.
Is he a reporter, too?
Where's this reporter stuff coming from? He's a yachtsman.
Oh. That guy standing over there blinking?
Yeah, that's the one. Maybe you've heard of his sister? She's a famous golfer.
Is something wrong with your head? You keep jerking it.
I think I hear it rattling.
No, I'm just, stay right here, ladies.
Sure.
Okay, Huey. Here's your chance. The ice is definitely broken. Make your move. This is Lillian, and this is...
Ethel.
Hello, Ethel.
Hello.
Hello, Lillian. I'm Hugh. H-U-G-H. I'm pleased to meet you.
Well, Hugh, I'm sure the feeling would be mutual if you weren't standing on my foot.
Sorry. Oh, it's happening.
Oh, easy
now, Hugh. Get a grip on it.
Tell him about what we talked about.
Yeah.
Your friend seems to be a little smitten by the bottle. Too bad he can't keep hold of it.
Oh, no. It's just that he gets so excited when he's glad to see somebody.
If you ask me, you ought to see a drunk tank.
No. It's not like that at all. He's perfectly okay mentally. Aren't you, Huey? Go ahead. Test him. Ask him anything.
Come on, Frank. The pressure. My diaphragm.
All right. How many teaspoons in a tablespoon?
Three.
Oh, watch your glass. You know, I'm not surprised that he knows that one. Probably makes the stuff in his kitchen.
Ask him another one, you'll see.
Or don't.
Who sings I'm Crazy Over You?
Well, no, I meant something about, say, I don't know, photography.
I'm Crazy Over You. Let's see, that's Bing Crosby.
Right again!
Honey, Bing Crosby sings everything that Jolson doesn't get around to. The odds of getting that one right are as good as betting that the stock market's gonna go down.
Who are the three stars in It Happened One Night?
Hey, come on. He's already shown what he can do. What say we all have a drink?
Hey, it's playing at the Hurley Theater now. You can practically see the marquee from here.
Well, let's see. Clock Gable.
That's
there you
one.
Go, Huey.
Claudette Colbert.
That's two.
And I don't know. I can see her face.
Come on, Huey.
I'm so lousy with names. I'm a lot better with pictures.
Okay, so maybe he just got lucky there. I mean, teaspoons, Bing Crosby, Clark Gable. Pretty obvious stuff when you think about it.
Oh, my diaphragm.
Oh, no.
Steady, Huey boy. Come on, think. Your reputation's on the line.
Did you have to say that?
Oh, there she blows.
Let me loosen him up a little. His sister's really big in golf, you know.
So, Hugh,
what were we discussing before we ran into the ladies here?
Oh, that.
Yeah, that. How's she doing?
Well, she's pretty fast.
Oh, dear.
But now she sinks a little lower every day.
I'm not sure where she's been hearing this.
And now she leaks something awful.
What?
Oh, but she'll be all right once I give her bottom a good scraping.
Wait a minute. There seems to be a little misunderstanding.
Well,
here.
You know, if you'll excuse us, we suddenly have urgent business, elsewhere?
Well, nice talking to you, I guess.
Oh, my goodness, I can't believe it. Unbelievable.
That close, Huey. We were that close.
Sorry, Frank. I just got so knotted up and confused, you know?
Forget it. There are other girls around. Other gorgeous, smooth-talking, very nice-smelling girls out there somewhere. Now what? Take a gander at that guy.
Huh.
Looks like he owns the place. He's giving your girl the eye. Like he may want to ask her to dance.
My girl. That's a laugh.
Don't take it so hard, Hugh. Somewhere out there, if not in here, the right girl is waiting for you.
Waiting for a guy with the hiccups and a broom?
Well, yeah. I'm sure that some girl out there likes a guy with a little something... different about him, and, you know, remember, you just need one.
Sure, but wait till she finds out about the other thing that happens when I'm really nervous.
Look, don't even think about it. Not tonight. That's the last thing we need. Time's slipping away, and so is Redbud.
You've just heard Act One of Chasers. We'll get back to our story in a moment, but first... First, let's listen in on Bobby Jean and Mary Lou as they discuss a very important matter.
You know, Mary Lou, my social life just doesn't have the fizz it used to. I don't know what's wrong with me. Billy and I had a great first date, and he said he'd call, but I haven't heard that phone ring once.
Oh, Bobby Jean, I'm sure you're just being impatient. You know a watched pot never boils, or at least never seems to boil. I mean, you can't just live by the phone, dear. How long have you been waiting for...
3 months.
Oh.
In 2 days.
Oh, well...
Do you think I should call him?
No!
Things are never that bad.
Okay.
Now, I bet I know why he isn't calling.
You do?
Why, sure. That fellow was probably put off by the drab color of your clothes.
My clothes?
Of course. What detergent do you use?
I think it's called Brand X.
Oh, I knew it. Do you think that famous Hollywood celebrities wash their clothes in some crud from the bottom shelf of the supermarket?
I never thought about it before.
Well, they don't. No, they use Lux, the soap of the stars.
Ooh.
You see, Lux maintains the finest colors of the bright fabrics and finest fabrics while actually enhancing the crummy stuff that people like you and I wear.
But doesn't it cost 5 times more than the stuff I normally buy?
Well, most of the time, yes. You know, these movie star endorsements don't come cheap. But the month of November is offering, Lux is offering a special deal. Just send 20 Lux Bucks tops and a self-addressed stamped envelope to I Love Lux New York 21 New York, and they'll send you your membership card and the Lux Flex Club.
And then I get a discount or something?
Oh, something better.
What?
You get the satisfaction of knowing that you're getting the best soap that money can buy because you're a Lux Flake.
But what about Billy?
Hey, when you have clothes that light up like a star, who needs him?
Good point.
Yes.
And now we bring you Act Two of tonight's radio play, Chasers. The good times continue at Porter's Place, and then someone new steps up to the bar.
Ethel, hey.
What?
Take a gander at that guy. Ooh. Doesn't he look sharp?
It's the clothes. Probably washes them in Lux Flakes.
Turn the page, sweetie. You're still back in the commercial.
Oh, yes. He is a tall, handsome stranger.
Ooh, he looked this way. Looked right at
you. Pretend you didn't notice. Make like we're checking out the decor.
Well, he looks kind of, well, you know, dangerous.
Ooh, that he does. I think it's a pinstripe suit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to go to the powder room. Stay here, will you, and save our table.
Oh, well, okay, but hurry back. Oh, my goodness, he's coming this way.
Pardon me, miss. I couldn't help noticing that you're all alone. I'd like to join you, if I may.
You would?
If I may, just to while away the night. It's better than being alone, don't you think?
Well, I'm... That is, my friend's is...
It looks like your glass is empty.
Oh.
How about another one of those? Or something that comes with an umbrella or cherry skewered on a little sword?
Oh, I don't know if I should...
I'll be right back.
So I said to him, I can't believe you already have that kind of a girl. I mean,
Ethel. May I call you Ethel?
You're rather presumptuous.
I see that Lillian has found a companion.
More like he's found her.
Well, he's got the look of a big-time con man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you see, I'm not really a big game hunter.
No.
I'm a reporter for the New York American.
You aren't.
I'm tracking a big-time Ponzi scheme operator.
Oh, big story.
Absolutely.
And you say he's here.
Don't know yet. You see, we don't know what this Chisler looks like.
Hmm.
Don't have a name, nothing, except this person we're calling Redbud is expected to pass through here sometime tonight.
Uh-huh.
And Lillian's new friend just may be our guy.
What makes you think so?
You don't work in this business without getting a knack for observing the way people behave. And that friend of your friend's has a way about him.
Uh-huh.
Kinda cockiness that comes with putting one over on a lot of suckers.
Expensive clothes, too.
Probably washed in Lux.
We're on page 14.
Oh, yeah.
So, what do you want from us?
I want you to play along with him. Don't worry. I'll be trailing you the whole time.
Uh-huh.
Draw him out.
Okay.
Remember the people and places he mentions.
Right.
Remember everything he says, but keep him occupied until I can get more information from my source.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as I've got enough to go on, I'll make my move.
Meaning?
I'll call the cops.
Oh, the cops.
Yeah, the cops bring in the big fish and I get the big scoop.
Of course you do.
And now, in case I put you in the story,
oh.
How do you spell your name?
Call me Ethel E.T.H.
Yeah, I got it. Last name?
I suppose you want my phone number, too? Mm,
good idea.
Well, what say I give it to you after you put the finger on public enemy number one?
Fair enough. Once the guy's in the cuffs, you can give me your full story.
Oh.
You know, as a sidebar.
Right.
Gorgeous Hollywood lookalike helps nail notorious shyster.
Right. Well, excuse me then. Time to go to work.
Ah, gee, that sounds like a swell car, especially with the top down. Mm.
Runs like a dream, too. Maybe you'd like to go for a ride sometime?
Maybe I would. How long are you going to be around?
Well, I've got a big deal cooking right here in the county. Mink oil. It's practically as good as a gusher in Texas. Maybe you'd like to go for a ride with me tonight to have a look at the animals? They're mighty gorgeous in their fur coats in the moonlight.
Oh, gee, that sounds delightful, but maybe some other time.
And what about you, Lillian? Where have we met?
We've met before?
Maybe it just seems like it. Seems like we've known each other our whole lives, doesn't it?
Oh, gee, I don't know.
Let me see. What line of work would you be in?
Don't say a movie star. That's already been done tonight.
Oh, I don't doubt it. But I'd take you for more of a, let's see, a model of some kind?
Ooh, as long as we're on that track, what kind?
Well, you know, one of those girls you see in Ladies' Home Journal.
You read the Ladies' Home Journal?
Well, when I'm in the dentist's office, sometimes that's all they have. You read them for their historical value. I'm glad the dental equipment is newer than...
Well, anyway, so back to me.
Let's see. You're a dress model?
No.
A shoe model?
No.
How about a hosiery model?
Certainly not. I was, for a short time, a hand model.
No kidding.
Well, not exactly a hand model. Huh? More like a pinky model.
Huh?
A pinky model. You know, for advertising, oh. Emery boards, nail polish,
oh,
teeth.
Just your little finger.
That's right.
Kind of specialized, isn't it?
Oh, I'd say so, yes. But I really knuckled under.
And so now you're,
In between jobs.
What kind of work are you looking for?
Well, I don't know. I can't quite put my finger on it.
Put your finger on it. I get it.
Boy, it's nice to get some fresh air. What a nut house. If our Ponzi boy's in there, he deserves what he's getting. I don't know when I've seen so many wackos.
Some of them even talk to themselves.
Ethel! Where'd you come from?
Oh, excuse me, but I was here first. You're the one who came from somewhere, the nut house, I believe. Out here looking for big game, the, what was it, giant bloviator?
Yeah, that's the one.
Look, Frank, or whatever your name is, why don't you just wear your press pass and your hat band? I could spot you a mile away. You've got reporter written all over you. You don't have a conversation. You conduct an interview.
All right, so I won't get the Best Actor Oscar this year.
So why the charade? Just who is this grifter you're after?
Oh, no, sister. You're starting to sound like a news hound yourself.
Just an inquiring mind.
Come on, level with me. Maybe I'll give you the lead.
Don't bother. I can get my
there
only...
you go. Thanks for spilling it.
The Chicago Tribune.
Ah, venerable old rag. So, what brings you up here?
What kind of lead, Frank? What have you got?
Oh, no. I'm going to get the scoop. Now, what about you?
I'm looking for a guy.
I never knew a dame who wasn't.
Oh, is that so? You haven't known a lot of dames, have you?
We can talk about that later.
Oh.
I'm guessing you're hot on the trail, too, but you're missing some parts.
Oh?
Of your story, that is.
And I suppose that makes a... two of us, maybe we're even chasing the same scoop.
Are you kidding? How many hacks are on this thing?
You can bet there's plenty, but I've got one thing none of the rest of you have.
Let me guess. An unyielding commitment to the truth.
Oh, well, we all have that, don't we? We'd never slant a lead for the sake of selling a few extra papers.
Okay, I'll bite. What makes you so special?
Oh, no. I've already given away too much.
Coy, aren't you? Well, it just so happens I've got a leg up on this thing, too.
Oh, well, good for you. Happy hunting.
Hold your horses. You've got something. I've got something. What if we put our cards on the table and see what we can make of it?
Oh, you mean work on the story together.
And share the byline? No thanks. That'd be about as exciting as kissing my sister.
I can only imagine. Well, what then?
All or nothing. We flip a coin to see who gets the whole kit and caboodle.
How masculine. Why not just duke it out with cudgels?
Cuddles?
Cudgels. A cudgel is a club.
Yeah, but I could have sworn you said cuddles.
Well, I didn't. It looks like we're at an impasse here, so if you'll excuse me.
All right. We'll pool our resources and flip a coin to see who gets to break the story.
Okay, but I'll provide the coin. Look, how do I know you've really got something useful? I'm not going to give away my lead for nothing.
You'll just have to trust me. Exhibit A, Your Honor, my face. Doesn't it look honest?
No.
All right, how about this? I'll give you my info first, but how do I know you won't take it and run off leaving me high and dry?
You don't, except that if I give my word, I'll stick to it.
And how do I know that your lead is any good?
I guess you'll just have to take my word for that too, won't you?
According to my calculations, that gives us a better than 50-50 chance of a happy ending.
How do you figure?
Look at the possible outcomes. You're crooked, you win, I lose.
I suppose so. And if you're crooked and you win and I lose?
Not gonna happen, but statistically, yes.
And if we're both crooked, well, at least nobody loses.
And if we're both on the level, a happy ending. Therefore, statistically, the odds are better than even for a happy outcome for somebody.
All right, Professor. So, what do you think?
All right. Here's what I've got.
Oh, you're so funny, dear.
And so closes Act Two of tonight's 9XM Players production of Chasers. We'll be back with the exciting climax of our story in a moment, but first... First, let's listen in on Billy and Johnny as they discuss a very important matter.
Gee whiz, Johnny. A guy just can't win.
What do you mean, Billy?
It's Bobby Jean. You know how we went on that date a couple of months ago?
Yeah.
Well, it went great, and I was sitting around waiting to call her. But just before I could, she went and got all vivid on me.
Vivid? What do you mean, Bill?
Her clothes. The colors are so bright, so glamorous. Why, now she looks even more like a Hollywood star.
Well, that's great. She must be a Lux girl now.
No, that stinks.
How so, Bill?
Well, now Bobby Jean won't even talk to me. She's got every other boy in town following her around all day and all night.
That sounds a little creepy, Bill.
Johnny, what am I gonna do?
Well, let's start with your clothes.
My clothes?
Yeah, you're looking pretty drab. What detergent do you use?
Cheap Soap Flakes?
Well, no wonder Bobby Jean won't talk to you. You get what you pay for, Bill.
Hey, I never thought about that.
Well, you should. Girls like Bobby Jean use Lux. You see, Lux maintains the bright colors of the finest fabrics, and it even makes the junk that jerks like you wear look good.
That's it. I'm going out right now and getting some Lux.
Good move, Billy boy. You'll have Bobby Jean eating out of the palm of your hand in no time.
And now, on to the final exciting act of tonight's 9XM Players production of Chasers.
You've got to be kidding. That's all you have. Redbud? What am I supposed to do? Call out Redbud and see who turns around?
All right, then. Take a gander at this.
What is it?
Merely a typed confession from his bookkeeper. Or the top half one, anyway. And fortunately, someone got to the bookkeeper before he could deliver it. I found this when I cased his apartment. Look at the last line.
As to the identity of Redbud, here's a detailed description. That's it. That's all you have.
Well, somebody beat me to the apartment. All right, I've leveled with you. What you got, Ethel?
All right. I have this.
For crying out loud, it's the other half. Where'd you get this?
Same place you got yours. I didn't have a lot of time to look around for the rest. Go ahead, take a look.
I knew it. Played for a sucker. Well, thanks a lot.
Hold on, Frank. This isn't a gag. This is for real.
Oh, sure, except that it's in Mongolian or something. There are only three intelligible words in the whole thing. After, aware, and fact.
Right.
Good luck finding your guy with that. And thanks for nothing.
Hey, look, I know it isn't much, but, well, maybe it's in code or something.
Oh, sure. Well, you just let me know when you crack it.
Oh.
By the time you do, Redbud will be living high in Moose Jaw if he hasn't died of old age.
You want to find this guy, and I want to find him. Remember? Isn't that worth something? Shouldn't one of us get the scoop when they catch him?
Be my guest.
I'm playing straight with you, Frank. I think there's something in this. The deal's still on. We figure out which of the customers in there is him. We call the police and flip a coin to see who gets the scoop. What do you say?
I say I don't know who's the bigger chump.
Oh.
I thought we were on to something. Well, must have been off my rocker. Happy reading. Oh.
Now, where were we, Lillian?
I believe you were telling me about your yacht.
Oh, that. Well, it's not so big, really, but big enough for a couple of people to have a swell time, say, on the way to Bermuda.
I have a boat.
Really?
Is that so? What sort of boat?
Oh, it's just right for a couple of people before dinner.
Before dinner. I get it. That's cute because it's so small that after
dinner... What line of work are you in, you?
Vaudeville.
Oh.
Hey, no kidding. You must bring down the house, literally.
Gosh, a star. What houses have you played at?
What houses?
Yes.
Well, there's that one in Springfield. I'm terrible with names.
The Orpheum?
Yeah, the Orpheum. That's the one.
Have you been to that one, Will?
I used to own it. Yeah. Has quite the stage, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Quite the stage. Never seen anything like it.
What about it?
Oh, I don't know. How would you describe it? Kind of,
Very much so.
Kind of what? You mean kind of... different?
Yes, that's it. Very much kind of different.
Okay. Yeah. Some of the players used to get stage fright something fierce up there.
Oh, yeah, it's that kind of place.
A tight place. Kind of like the one you're in now.
Just the sort of place for stage fright.
You know, there's a cure for that, you know.
For stage fright?
For the hiccups.
Oh, mine just have to go away on their own.
Oh,
sorry.
You know, I heard of a guy... who got the hiccups whenever he told a lie.
Mm.
Yeah. Can you imagine such a thing? Like Pinocchio with his nose. Mm. Only this guy, he makes something up and then... out they come. Every time he told a lie.
So what brings you to town, Hugh?
Frank and I are on our way up to Minneapolis.
Minneapolis, huh? That's great. What houses are you going to bring down?
Don't know yet.
Well, tell me all about Vaudeville. What's it like being up there on stage with everyone looking up at you? What was your biggest crowd?
Oh, not so many. 200 or 300.
Oh, that's a lot. I'd be so nervous. Were you ever on stage, Will?
No, not on stage. I never got into that.
Oh, so you never got that big rush from seeing all those people out there?
Not on stage, no.
Oh, it's quite the rush.
I've done most of my public speaking at stadiums. Back when I owned the Brooklyn Robins, I'd get up and address the fans a couple times a week.
Oh, my goodness. You must have gotten terribly nervous.
Nah, it was kind of routine.
Oh.
In fact, talking to fewer than 25,000 people, that's when I get nervous. Except in such charming company as you. But that's enough about me. What about you, Lucille?
Her name is Lillian.
With those beautiful eyes, you should be in pictures.
Oh, do you really think so?
You know, I have some contacts in Hollywood.
Oh, brother.
And I'll bet they'd love to talk to you.
I can get you a discount subscription on the New York American.
Hollywood? Really? Could I meet Ramon Navarro?
We're pals.
Oh.
His next picture is going to be a sequel to The Night Is Ours. Now...
Now, don't quote me, but I might be able to get a screen test for you.
Oh, you're pulling my leg.
No, but I'd like to. Want to go somewhere quiet and talk about it?
You know, I don't remember reading about a sequel to any Roman Novaro movie called The Night Is Ours. There's The Student Prince, The Road to Romance, Across to Singapore, Forbidden Romance.
Well, seems we have an expert here. What makes you such an expert, Hugh?
I read the papers. A lot. That's what. Not just the photo captions.
Well, it just so happens that the sequel to The Night Is Ours has gotten very little press. But it's going to be a wonderful picture. Maybe you should go somewhere and look it up. The sequel to The Night Is Ours.
Oh, no. That won't be necessary. I know my pictures, and there is no sequel to Ramon Navarro's The Night Is Ours.
Look, let it go, will you? The lady and I have more important things to discuss, and they don't include you.
And what about that baseball team? You know, I read the sports pages, too.
So?
The owner of the Brooklyn Robins is Julian Tate. Before that, it was Human Spotswood.
Look, I've had about enough of you. You don't get out of here.
Oh, my
I'm going
friend.
To.
Oh, no.
Hey,
oh,
I'm so sorry.
You just knocked over that table string.
Okay. Oh, you asked for it. Right hook coming at you.
Oh, my gosh.
Hold it right there. You're under arrest.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to knock him out. It's just that when my diaphragm gets out of alignment...
I'm not here to arrest you. I'm here to arrest him.
I knew it. He's the Ponzi Pyramid Man.
I don't know anything about that. This guy's a bigamist. We just got a call from wife number 4. Looks like you just did what she wants to do. Come on, Buster. There's a whole line of women waiting to take a poke at you. I'm gonna put you in a nice, safe jail cell. Thanks for the tip, Deirdre.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you spot him?
There's a lovely portrait gallery at the post office.
And crime is a pretty street.
Mm-hmm.
One way.
And a dead end.
Now what?
I need a drink.
That makes 2 of us.
That makes 3 of us.
Fix something for me, will ya?
Anything in particular?
Whatever you want, sister. Just pour it.
All righty then. You asked for it. I've been meaning to try this. Well, what do you think?
Oh, God!
Oh.
That's awful.
Mm.
Hit me again.
Easy.
What's in there, anyway?
Gin.
I could hardly tell.
Dry vermouth.
Very dry.
Mm-hmm. And see if you could guess the mystery ingredient.
Sweat?
You're not far off. Oyster juice.
You're kidding.
Mm-mm. See for yourself. Here's the bottle. The drink is called Low Tide Martini.
Frank, you're not gonna believe this, but...
Uh-oh. Oh, oh!
Watch it, Hughie.
What?
You just spilled about 1/4 oyster juice on me.
Sorry, Frankie. I'm still a little wound up.
Here, give me a jacket. I've got a wood stove in the back. I'll get it dried in no time.
Second time tonight I've been taken to the cleaners.
Mm. Come on. Hand it over.
That's very nice.
Am I to assume that you haven't succeeded in identifying the con man?
You are. You are to assume that the builder of the Great Pyramids has skedaddled for parts unknown.
So, no story.
Oh, no, my friend. What we have here is a story of a wild goose chase leading through myriad cracks and crevasses of the upper Midwest to a dead end in this fair establishment.
No story.
Yeah. Huey, yours truly has been snookered by a dame.
Yeah.
In exchange for our valuable lead, she gave me gobbledygook. And is now no doubt scheming to beat us to the punch.
The night's kind of a bust, isn't it?
I tell you, Huey, some nights are like that.
Well, I guess it's back to New York.
With our tails between our legs.
Here's your jacket. I couldn't dry it after all. The stove was a little too hot and it started smoking something fierce.
Yeah, I always wanted a smoking jacket.
Okay.
Thank you, boy.
Alrighty.
I should have called the cops on that guy just because he looks the way I think a con man should look.
Hmm.
I'm not making any sense, am I?
Well, you make as much sense as those free verse poets do.
Now, there's a left-handed compliment if I ever heard one. With compliments like that, who needs... Wait a minute. Huh? Wait a minute.
What?
Where's Ethel?
Oh, she's at that corner table over there.
Yeah, she just struck a match. Looks like she's about to burn that clue she suckered you with.
What? Mm. Excuse me.
Well, oh, what?
Excuse me.
What is happening?
Excuse me.
What?
Go. Excuse me. Sorry, I'm in a hurry.
Oh, well, you again. You're just in time for the bonfire. Our little clue is about to go up in smoke.
Ethel.
I was the one that got taken.
Put down the
I thought this
Ethel.
Meant something.
Ethel, put
but
down
I the... decided you're right.
Put
it's
down
just
the
a gag.
Ethel.
And did I fall for it big time?
Stop!
What?
Blow out that match.
What's up, Frank?
Ooh. Ooh, what's that lovely aroma? It's like a campfire and gin and low tide at Atlantic City.
Let me see that piece of paper. Look, there are three words on here that make sense.
Right.
After, aware, and fact.
Uh-huh.
Ethel, those are all words that you type with just your left hand.
Sure.
Oh, well, I'll be.
What if the guy who typed this had his right hand off a notch on the keys and was in such a hurry that he didn't notice?
Oh.
What if we move all the letters he would have typed with his right hand over one letter?
You think?
Okay, let's see. What would it be? A, S, D, F, G, H, J, K, L,
right?
Semicolon.
Top row is Q, W, E, R, T, Y, U, I, O, P.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. The bottom row.
The Z, X, C, V, B, N, M, N, M.
So let's look at this thing. Slide the right hand over one letter to the right, and you get, let's see.
Be aware that the person you're after is, in fact, not a...
A man, but a woman who is hooked on apricot brandy and uses
Lillian.
The alias... Lillian!
My Lillian?
Whoa, what's the rush? What can I get you?
That woman, Lillian.
Where is she?
During the excitement, she finished her apricot brandy and took off.
No.
Gone? She can't have gotten far. We can still catch her. Huey, go get the car. Ethel and I will settle up and meet you out front.
Oh, well, you're rather presumptuous.
We're going to need a woman to catch up to the biggest con artist of the century.
You know, Frank, I think you're on to something.
Oh.
You hear that, Huey? We're a trio. Let's go.
It's been one of those nights in the nut house. I can sure use a chaser.
And so closes Act 3 of tonight's Nine Exemplars presentation of Chasers. I'll be back in a moment with a word about some things you can look forward to later tonight. But first, let's check in on Billy and Bobby.
Oh, thank goodness you're here. The wedding's about to start.
Oh, don't worry. It wasn't about to start without me.
What do you mean?
I was just in the bride's room with Bobby Jean.
Oh, she isn't getting cold feet, is she?
Oh, far from it. She was in such a hurry to march down the aisle that she spilled an entire pot of coffee down the front of her dress.
Oh, dear.
And then a plate of spaghetti sauce.
My word.
And a full bottle of red wine.
Oh, good grief. She'll never get that out. They'll have to postpone the wedding.
Oh, no, they won't.
Billy, do you take this woman with the most dazzlingly white bridal gown I ever seen to be your lawfully wedded wife?
I do.
Bobby Jean, do you take this man in the blindingly white tuxedo to be your lawfully wedded husband?
I do.
I now pronounce you man and wife. Those that Lux has joined together, let no man put asunder.
You've been listening to Chasers, performed by the Nine Exemplars as part of our centennial celebration of the oldest station in the nation. That's Wisconsin Public Radio. Our broadcast has come to you from Buck Studio in Vilas Hall on the UW-Madison campus. Tonight's performance featured Nyasia Ellison as Deirdre and Betty Lou, and by day, she's a producer for The Morning Show here on WPR. When Jill Nadeau isn't moonlighting as Ethel, she produces The Larry Miller Show, Liz Dattelman Scanlon was Lillian and a gossip, and if you've ever called WPR, chances are you've talked to her in audience services. And then there's also the Oak Street Ramblers. Sean Johnson, our real-life Capitol reporter at WPR, was Frank and the pastor. Stephen Montagna played Hugh and Johnny. Russell Wolfe was Will and Billy. And Michelle Good was Bobby Jean and the Lady Cop. Michelle Good was also our director. Gene Purcell was our Foley operator. Tom Blaine and Steve Gotcher were our broadcast engineers, and special thanks to Dean Knetter. I'm Norman Gilliland, your announcer and playwright. Next up, The Unexpected, starring Jackie Cooper in the rematch from 1947. And later on tonight, Lux Radio Theater brings you The Day the Earth Stood Still, as old-time radio drama continues here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.